Ruger jumps out of a police car in Sunbury, Ohio, ready for his next challenge. His handler leads him into a messy bedroom. Ruger, an 18-month-old black lab, takes the detective directly to a hard drive hidden under a blanket. The dog is assigned to Franklin County's Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Sheriff Zach Scott.
He is part of the team. You'll find that these detectives or officers or deputies, once they, partner up with one of their canines, that's their partner then. They don't refer to them as canines anymore that much. It's more their partner. They go home with them. They spend time with the family. So the canine will now become part of not only the detective's family, but the Franklin County Sheriff's Office family as well.
Scott and others in this provided video from ICE say Ruger can find all things electronic. Here's his handler, who's undercover.
There are odors that certain electronics put out. Your hard drives, your thumb drives, your SD cards, cell phone, your floppy disks, your CDs, your DVDs. They put out an odor. You know, dogs can smell it. So we have trained Ruger to detect electronic devices.
The department says Ruger is one of only 24 dogs nationwide who can do that, and Homeland Security Investigation Special Agent in Charge Marlon Miller says that's important given the frequency that people hide stuff.
If it's a person that's living with their family or extended family members, they may not want to let them know that they're doing these things, so they'll have it, they have to hide it. And they may hide it in a place that they will only know to find it and away from the other family members. So it may be in a dresser drawer, it may be under a bed, taped to something behind a dresser. So Ruger, he'll be able to find that.
Scientists are learning just how many things dogs can sniff out, and the list is growing. Traces of explosives, certain cancers, and bed bugs. Researcher and author Alexander Horowitz was a guest on Fresh Air and describes the dog's smelling as stereoscopic.
And at the end of the nose, right sort of between the eyes, we both have a little patch of tissue called the olfactory epithelium, which has the receptor cells, the ones that really grab the odors and are going to send a signal to the brain. The dog's, it has just hundreds of millions more receptor cells than ours does, and that's probably partially responsible for their increased acuity.
In addition, a dog exhales differently, so smells stay in the back of its nose.
Researchers looking at the fluid dynamics of airflow found that dogs exhale through the side slits of their nose. So they inhale through the nostrils, but exhale through the side. And what that does is it allows the odors that they've inhaled to stay in there a little bit longer in the back of the nose. When you want to get a smell out of your nose, you can exhale it out. You can kind of push it out with an exhale, but dogs don't push all the smell out with a single exhale. It's like a circular breathing of smelling. And it also creates a little puff on the ground, a puff of air that might actually allow more odor molecules to come up toward their nose to be sniffed.
Then they have a kind of second nose under their regular nose, allowing them to detect chemicals.
They have a vomeronasal organ, which is a small sac above the roof of the mouth, under the nose, which allows them to detect other chemicals, especially things like pheromones and other hormones, which are water-soluble, which aren't volatile, don't evaporate in the air. And so that allows them, like other animals that have the vomeronasal organ, to detect hormones on other members of their species and even other species.
Horowitz conducts experiments at Barnard College in the Dog Cognition Lab. Back in Columbus, Sheriff Scott is happy to have an extra weapon.
I think it is a game changer just due to the fact that, for instance, out in, Seattle PD, they were able to do some searching. And after they went back with their dog out there, they were able to find 30 more devices that they missed the first time.
He says Ruger will be a big help to catching people trafficking in child pornography, which he says is a growing problem. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.